right, Bob, this week our question comes from Donna. She writes, I'm sure Bob has spilled red wine before. Donna, you're assuming Bob spills wine. I don't know about that. But Donna writes, does he have any tips on how to clean it out of carpets, off of countertops, and out of clothing? All right, Mr. Wine Experience. This maybe has come up a time or two before.
Oh, indeed, because it happens. It happens to me maybe more frequently than it does to Donna, but especially because, you know, I'm a swirler.
Right.
I get the wine in these great big bowl glasses, and I start swirling, and I kind of lose track of it. And
too much fervor.
Too much fervor and energy going behind it. Donna, I have spilled my share of red wine. I've spilled my share of white wine, but that's not as difficult. So, Donna, wine away. It's a commercial product that is really, really effective. My wife has been the counsel on this one here because she gets the wine away out when I do spill, but it takes it out of carpets and clothes and tablecloths and is really effective for getting out red wine stains. Wine away. Is that okay to plug a?
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. We're plugging this product, but because it works. Now, in the absence of wine away, some people pour white wine on red wine.
Really?
Yes. I've been moderately successful. Wine away still works better, but, you know, if you're somewhere and you don't have your container of wine away spray with you, you just put some white wine on it, or you can some bubble water. Exactly. Club soda and bubble water spritzies seem to have a lifting effect. I think you still have some residual stain, but that's about as close as I can come. What we do here at the winery, you know, because we love to taste our red wines against a white background, so we typically have a white table or white formica or something that we taste it against, and we always spill at the winery. You just do, because you're, you know, throwing wine into beakers and graduated cylinders and pipetting it out. And what we'll do is we take a little bit of alcohol. Okay, if you've got some vodka, it helps to remove the stain. We use a higher proof, of course, but we spray it on there and it removes the stains from formica and countertops.
These countertops are pristinely white.
Yeah, and that's what happens. But the other thing, Donna, don't forget that spilling red wine is a badge of honor.
How many badges do you have? Because I know I have several dozen.
They line the walls.